Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Cooks.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning. What's happening there by MultiChoice? I see operational performance faces some pressure. The dividends expected to be lower this time around.
Yep. So typically for any listed company, before they actually publish their financial results, if there are any concerns around the performance of the dividend or their profitability, they have to tell the market. In other words, you and I as shareholders. And specifically, this announcement was made on Friday to the Putumanat shareholders and the MultiChoice. They essentially mentioned that the scheme should expect a significant cut in their dividend as the broadcaster is actually struggling to retain customers in a very difficult economy. If we think about MultiChoice, for years on end now, we've been talking about the fact that they're facing ongoing competition from the likes of Netflix and a few other competitors within the TV streaming space, if you also consider Disney Plus and, of course, even Apple TV. From what we understand, this has posed strain on their financial results in the last 2 years. And don't forget that there's also the French broadcasting network called Canal Plus, who are actually looking to buy out the business. And for now, they've extended those conversations and are looking to rework the deal in such a way that it still has enough structure to maintain the BEE requirements from a South African point of view. So in other words, their share price is expected to take a bit of a pinch. The earnings are also expected to drop. And all of that does impact all shareholders, including those who have a stake in Putumanat, which is the BEE arm of MultiChoice.
Jeez, hectic. I know Podcast and Chill is joining DStv, so I wonder what's that going to do to the share price.
let's see if you can move it, Saul. That's a good one, actually. If you do, you guys would be legendary. Let's see.
See, Tering. Speaking of Tering, I see Capitec has got a new CEO.
Oh, man, yeah. Graham Lee is the incoming Capitec CEO. This was announced last week, Friday. I must tell you, not too much of a surprise, but also a very interesting shift, which might see a change in the strategy of Capitec. So Gerry Fourie has been a long-standing CEO of Capitec. He's also one of the founding members. We've spoken to him time after time on Kaya Biz, just reflecting on his journey, his legacy, and of course, company results. The last time we spoke to him in January, he was very clear that the company and the bank is still looking to be a fintech operator, and also reflected on the 25 years of leadership that he's had at the bank. So far, though, I must tell you, the market doesn't like any discomfort or significant changes. But we understand that the incoming CEO, Graham Lee, is about 50 years old. He's also had some growth and experience within the bank itself. So there's a lot of confidence that's been placed within the transition so far. The share price did trade lower, though, on Friday morning. But I guess on the back of how the news has been received, we just might see a recovery in the share price going forward.
Awesome. And then what are the markets looking like?
The markets, well, it's a new week. We expect the JSE All Share Index to open up from 89,572 points. Currency-wise, a little bit of weakness. 18.38 is where we are to the US dollar, 23.82 to the British pound, and 19.92 against the euro. The gold price, Saul, that one is 3% up this morning. So for all of those who love commodity prices, I guess just showing that all that glitters really is gold this time around, as we do see an upsurge in that particular price.
Thank you, Googs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.